Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, friend. I'm Nicole Walters, mom of three, your internet bestie, and founder of Inherent Learning Company. If you're looking for the motivation you need to pursue a life of purpose, then join me each week on the Nicole Walters podcast as I share my hard-learned lessons and answer your DMs about life, business, and everything in between. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Check out the Nicole Walters podcast every Tuesday here on Dear Media. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, hopefully.
Is that when it's coming out?
It should be. If we can get all of our shit together, this should
Happy
be a
Valentine's Day.
Day,
everyone.
You know what's interesting? I'm not a Valentine's Day girly. I never have been. Suddenly this year, I am.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I don't know why, I got like the matching pajamas for me.
It's different when you have kids. It's
and the boys.
Exciting.
I did like a whole little thing of gifts for them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm having a dinner with a few girlfriends the night before. And I had texted them being like low expectations for me. Then I went ham and I got like tablecloths, table runners.
It's like the most unlike you thing I've ever heard.
White with red hearts, little bubble candles that are pink and red that I'm going to put on the table, pink napkins. I'm making gift bags. Like
You ordered a sweater. Did you get a sweater?
Oh, I did order a sweater. Like so off brand. And you know, it's not going to look anything like hers. But you know who I love on Instagram?
Who?
Or TikTok? This girl, Talia, hold on, Hubble, maybe is her name. She's so not who I am, like at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, Talia Hubble. I just love her stuff. Like she's
very— I don't know anybody's like names, I feel
girly.
Like.
Girly, you've probably seen her. But she does these like really elaborate girls dinner, like dinner parties for her girlfriends.
Oh, she's so cute. And okay, yeah, I've seen her.
I'm just like, I wish I was that person. And I know I'm not, but this is my middle ground.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a Valentine's Day girl this year.
I just like, I mean, that's like so far to the extreme. I feel like that's like an unusual. I've never done like a Galentine's dinner. I wouldn't say that that's unusual, but you are taking it.
No, I'm fully running with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a note that we've been trying to add to about things we need to discuss. Okay, I have a few things I want to unpack.
Okay.
First of all, I'm really sorry that I was such an anal person about your mic and then I was the one.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I went to edit it and I was like, no, you're fucking kidding. You are absolutely kidding me.
No, you guys, we spent 20 minutes beforehand trying to figure out my mic, made sure everything was set up perfectly. We got my lighting good. Would have appreciated a ring light, but whatever. And we record the whole thing and then Cami texts me and is like, well, joke's on me.
No, but it was so bad because it was also from my AirPods. And we have a few things that we need to go over from that episode, which are serial killer tendencies. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to pull those up because I am not prepared. The poll results and a few others. Okay. All right. The poll results, we pulled you guys on some things that we talked about last time. When you shower, do you face the shower head or the wall? I'm not surprised. Okay, sorry. 68% face the wall.
Color me shocked.
Color me shocked. 68% face the wall. So same with us. 15% of people brush their teeth with hot water, which is higher than I would have. 15.
Wow.
Still higher than I would have thought.
Same. That's crazy.
45% drink room temperature water. So I'm not as crazy as you think I am.
Don't like that. I need ice cold.
And then some serial killer tendencies. A lot of people like sleeping with their socks.
Mom does that. Mom does that. And, you know, I don't do it, but if I'm really cold, I don't have a problem falling asleep with them.
Okay, 1 million tabs open at all times.
That's me.
If you could see.
That is my serial killer tendency.
All my Safari tabs on my phone.
What's your number?
328.
I have 500. Okay. I have to delete a tab every time I want to open one.
Oh, you're officially.
And
bad.
I don't close out of my apps on my phone.
I don't ever, unless I'm like, the other night I was at an event and I had 10% battery.
I never close out of my tabs. I have so many on my work laptop, on my phone, and it's Tyler's biggest pet peeve. Tyler has like 10 tabs on his phone and he's like, just go through and delete them. I'm like, no, but I am going to need them one day.
A lot of people say they set like 20 alarms and they never delete them. And that's you. And let me tell you, that's my biggest pet peeve. That's aside from the... No, Lucy, are you kidding? That's psychotic. Why would you ever have that many?
Like, why do I have a 10:40 p.m.
alarm? No, but why would you have that many?
I just don't delete them.
But also, like, people who, if you're in a relationship with someone
so many.
And they have like 10 alarms,
yeah, no,
I know
Tyler
you do that.
It.
I would murder Joe.
Yeah.
I almost killed him when I was pregnant and his alarm would go off. Like there were some mornings he'd get up before his one alarm and he'd leave, but it's an alarm clock, not his phone. And if he would get up before it, he'd leave the bedroom, whatever. And then his alarm would go off and I'm like, oh, but that's nothing compared to what you people
well,
do.
Also, I just got the hatch for
the
Christmas
best.
And I love it. And I have been waking up with, I do set two, even though it snoozes after 9 minutes, I get nervous that it's not going to snooze.
Okay.
I'm going to touch something or do something. So I set two 10 minutes apart and I've been getting up with that.
Okay. That's a win. A lot of people
I do have a lot of hatch alarms.
No. People say that, oh, someone wrote biting ice cream straight to jail. I bite ice cream. I can't do that. I don't know why.
Can't do it.
A lot of other people were like certain weird things that they like to eat. Like I like soggy foods. I like to eat Cheerios.
Soggy
stale.
Foods?
Yeah.
Stale Cheerios.
I don't know. Okay. Those were a lot of the serial killer tendencies. Few other things on our note that I want to talk about. One, we just talked about it in the car, but when I see old content of mine, I want to barf.
Ick.
I give myself the ultimate ick.
Like, and I said to her, I was like, wow, I cannot even imagine that feeling because I'll watch like a video of me or something like old of just like doing something random. And I still am like, oh, got a bit of the ick. I cannot imagine like full blown content talking to the camera alone.
Such a fucking ick.
That would be a struggle for me.
It truly is. One other content piece that we have in here that I feel you added to roast me is... my story progression of the planets.
Oh my God. Yeah, I just added screenshots of it. That was so funny.
That was just on brand for me.
My biggest thing is like every time Cami posts a story and there's a spelling error or grammatical error or something, I will always DM her and be like, nope, it's not that, it's this. And she always would just be like, fuck off, like stop.
I don't care.
I literally don't care. And it's so funny because we joke in our family that you don't know sayings.
No.
Or not great with spelling. But I feel like growing up, you were so anal about grammar.
I'm fine with spelling for the most part.
Okay.
I just used the wrong words. I was anal about grammar as like kind of this annoying thing I did because I was like studying for my SATs. I think I just did it to you.
Okay, well.
But yes, when I posted the photo, basically The timeline so of funny. I did Friday payday. He's learning about anatomy in school right now and is obsessed with the fact that we live on Earth. So this was a big hit at Liberty Science Center. When I posted that, I'm like, oh, this is so cute. This is such a cute picture. Oh my God, he is obsessed with anatomy. He's so smart.
Loves anatomy.
And then D messaged me being like, I think you meant astronomy. Yes, astronomy. And I wrote, yeah, guys, of course I meant astrology. And then someone wrote, sorry to call you out.
So she said astronomy yeah. and you said yeah. astrology. Because I was like, wait, no, you said astrology.
Then I said astrology. And some girl's like, I think you mean astronomy. And I'm like, just goodbye. And someone else is like, also, it says Friday payday. That's, you know what it is? My brain just like is at such a low functioning so capacity right now.
Yeah, you're just...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It just,
who cares?
I don't care.
What are you going to do?
I don't care.
As my kids are getting older, I have this continuous fear that I'm going to forget everything. Like, not only the monumental moments, but I have a fear of forgetting the, like, everyday and not remembering what it felt like to play with all of the Toy Story toys and do the Imaginatory or Lightning McQueen and Mac and... like the laughs, all of those things. It just really scares me that like somehow I'm going to forget them all. And I've talked about this ad nauseum because I think a lot of us feel this way. And that is why I love Keepsake. It's the easiest way for parents to capture and preserve memories about their little ones and their growing kiddos. Basically, it's an app where they create a digital journal that you can turn into a physical journal if you want to keep your memories, photos, all of the things you want to remember about your children. And why I love it is that it sends you text prompts. They can be daily, or mine is right now up to twice a week, with thoughtful questions so you never miss those memories in the making. And it could be something like, what is your typical routine for your toddler? And then you go into this entire morning of what you do, and it's capturing the everyday, which is what I feel I'm nervous of forgetting, and then also sending photos. And it's just so freaking easy because it's all through a text prompt. Like, you don't have to remember to go do it. They text you however often you set it up to come, and then they're creating this digital journal for you, and then you can order it as a physical journal. It's honestly incredible. Go to keepsake.com/Cameron and redeem 20% off your annual subscription with code Cameron. That's Keepsake, QEEPSAKE.com/Cameron. As you can hear in my voice, I am like on the tail end of a sickness, because what I've learned is that having a toddler in school just means that your house is going to get hit with a different sickness every other week. And one of the things that I heavily rely on to help with said sicknesses is making sure that I am constantly staying hydrated. Element is a huge key in that. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't, which means a lot of salt with no sugar. This product contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio with none of the junk like coloring, artificial ingredients, and other BS additives. Whether you overdid it this past weekend, you are working out at 10, you're trying to keep an active lifestyle, you're replenishing electrolytes for breastfeeding, or you're simply just like trying to stay healthy, replenishing electrolytes is super important. Typically, I love a citrus salt Element over ice, but with the cold weather, I want something nice and warm and cozy. And the Element Chocolate Medley flavors are so good for that. Chocolate mint, chocolate chai, and chocolate raspberry are designed to be enjoyed hot and are perfect for whether you're going on a cold morning walk, shoveling your driveway, or you're adventurous and you're skiing and snowboarding. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase when you purchase through my link. Go to drinkelement.com/Cameron to receive a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase through our URL.
Something that happened that I haven't told you about, and I've been trying to figure out how to share this in a way that, like, don't be concerned for me.
Oh, God.
So I text my therapist throughout the week. If I think of something I want to talk to her about, I just send her a quick text.
Yeah.
And we have discussed, you never have to respond to my text messages. It's just for me to remember, like,
yeah,
it's for me to put it somewhere.
Like a notes app.
Exactly. So that I don't forget.
Maybe you should do that.
Well, she doesn't care, except for the fact that I sent this one screenshot of an article about, like, attachment styles, because I wanted to talk about attachment styles and ask if she thinks I have secure attachment or anxious attachment. And I sent that, whatever. And then I was having this moment later than that day, I think, where I was having a really hard time. And I talked about this when I was going on my girls' trip of, like, or not when I was going on my girls' trip, of asking for help. Mm. Childcare fell through. I had that work day. And so I sent her a text that said, God, why do I have such a hard time asking for help? And I think she read it as like, oh, no, I'm sorry. It said having a hard time asking for help. And
oh,
I think she read it. And all of a sudden I get a response like, Cameron, are you okay? Do you need me to call you? And I start laughing so hard. It's not funny because, like, if something were really bad, I get why.
I get
her brain went to the worst place. And then I had to be like, I'm so sorry for scaring
text.
You.
Yeah.
She's like, I just saw this. Call me. Like, are you okay? Are you well? Like, wellness check. And I felt really badly because I was like, that's not what I was
doing. That's not what you meant.
But in the moment, I was also like, fuck my life. I just scared
the shit out of her, thinking that something bad was happening. And you're just like, I can't ask for it.
No, I was like, no. Abort mission. The thing that I was figuring out childcare for was my Self magazine shoot.
Killed it.
I'm a model. I'm not.
Killed it.
But I want to talk about, do you ever have imposter syndrome?
Not really, because I don't think that I'm necessarily doing something in my life that would warrant.
Not even with work?
No.
Really? You're no. Just like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would understand being in your position, having that. I probably would feel that way. But no, I don't think I've ever felt that. We're so different.
Okay. Well, I actually want to get into that. Because I felt it so much at the shoot where I was just like.
But that's understandable. You're doing a full, like, athletic
fit
modeling
model. I know, and they were all models.
And
I
you're
was
not.
Just like,
that's, of course you're going to feel
what am I supposed to fucking do here?
Like, I would feel that way if I was in that position.
Why do you think, are those new sneakers?
Kind of, yeah.
Let me see.
They're Kith Adidas.
Kith head. They're really cute.
Tyler has matching ones.
Of course. Why do you think you don't have anxiety?
I don't, well, okay, so here's the thing. I wouldn't say that I have daily anxiety, but I get anxious about things.
Give me an example.
Like, if I have to, okay, the first time we recorded a podcast, I couldn't speak for 45 seconds. Like, if I have to do, like, public speaking or at work, or, like, a lot of shit is going on at work and I'm stressed, like, I get situational anxiety where I'm like, oh, fuck, I feel, like, super anxious right now. But I'm not every day anxious. If that makes sense.
Isn't it weird that we can be so different?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say I have, like, underlying everyday anxiety.
No, you don't.
But if a situation presents itself where it's, like, stressful or anxiety inducing, I'm going to be anxious about it.
Okay, another thing that, yeah.
Also, we need to discuss mom's letter to me.
Okay. Outrageous. I almost, can we pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too long to read, but the gist of it.
Way too long to read.
Like the fact that after that, I don't have. Okay. I think that was
after you. All right. First of all, mom was clearing out stuff in her office. The fact that she had like 10,000 folders for every party she threw.
Is crazy.
So on brand. But then she found all these old letters. And there's a 2-page typed printed letter that she gave to you, I guess.
Yeah, she's, I don't remember it, but seeing it, I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of remember this. It was my junior year
of high school.
Because
it says have fun in Florida.
Yeah, we would go on our spring break trip with a lacrosse team to Florida to play lacrosse for like a week straight.
Yeah.
And I guess she gave me this letter right before leaving. And you can just,
I mean, just some of them are the so outrageous.
It's like bullet points. She's like, you need to be more like confident in yourself. And I'm reading it at the, like when I'm reading it at the start thinking that it's just like about my life and being like, you need to find your passion. Like you're so strong. You're great. And then all of a sudden it turns to lacrosse and just don't ever let a ground ball pass you by.
The first page is like talking about your relationship, kind of.
Yeah, that she's hard on me and puts too much pressure.
Yes. There's one line that kills me. Go to Florida proud to be a member of varsity. Work tirelessly and come back a better lacrosse player. But the second page, I never read.
No.
And it's all of like these lacrosse things. No,
she's like, I've watched a lot of lacrosse.
Need to be towards the ball. Never stand still. Use your size. Be more aggressive on ground balls and cuts. But
she's like, I've watched a lot of lacrosse in my life. Here are some pointers.
But this is what's so interesting because I think this was our childhood. Where I just thought this was everyone's childhood.
100%.
And I asked Joe this actually because I think there's a mix of, look, we all went to play D1 lacrosse. So like clearly something worked.
Mm.
But I thought that like all kids that took sports seriously experienced this. And Joe played college basketball.
For sure.
So I asked him once, like when you got in the car after games, did you get like a play-by-play talking to you, like unpack everything? You know, this is what you did well. This is what you didn't. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But like, I can't believe that Bill didn't do that.
I know. Joe's
like
dad.
Being how he was, like
how he was at games.
Crazy.
That's,
well, I asked Tyler the same thing and Tyler said his dad did.
Oh, okay.
But also Tyler's dad and my mom are like the same person.
Your mom? Okay. But there's also one line in here. I do not want you to be perfect. I do not want you to be like your sisters. I want you to be the best you that you can be. Did you always feel like you were being compared to Maddie and I?
Always.
Really?
Yeah. Well, more so you because you're 5 years older than me and we went to the same school the whole time.
Yeah.
Like the whole time I was at PDS. You were at PDS?
No. I mean, I was in college.
No.
What?
When I was growing up, you had been at PDS.
Okay.
And so like all of my teachers, all of the people that we went to school with all knew you.
Okay.
Like Maddie went to Lawrenceville for high school and she's 8 years older than me. But we had crossover of teachers and like people that we went to school with. So that was always the comparison. Like our coaches were the same.
Okay. But you felt that with mom and dad?
Yeah, I think. And with teachers and coaches.
I mean, teachers, there's not much to compare. It's not like I was a good student in high school. So
not like I was either. But for sure, mom, yeah. I mean, Cammie, we literally did everything the same. Like, how is that not a comparison?
Okay, fair. Wait, sorry, but also unpacking childhood stuff. I had this moment. Wait, before we move to what I want to say.
Oh, I also
can we
have something.
Also talk about this poem of death?
Yes, but before we get into that, what I was going to say is it's crazy to me that I do not have like so much anxiety after reading that letter. Like if you could read the entire thing, it is insane. But the fact that after that, I don't have like trauma from that is insane.
Did you call mom and unpack it?
No.
Okay. See, that's so interesting. I would be like, let's sit down. This is why I am the way that I am. Let's go line by line.
No, because it's not. I'm like, okay, after, you know.
I guess. The other thing mom found is some weird ass poem.
Oh, didn't we read?
Not poem.
But didn't we read a poem at Papa's funeral? Or am I making that up?
I didn't. No, we did not.
I think we did. Or we were supposed to?
No way I said these words out loud.
Oh, I think we did.
Well, when mom first sent this, I thought we wrote this, and that's why I was very confused, well, no. Because the last line is like, we will all be one together with Christ. And I'm like, there's no way I ever wrote that. But the things that came, basically, there's some poem about death that we must have read somewhere because it's assigned colors and who's who.
I'm telling you, I just texted Marin and Carly.
Okay. Maybe we read this at Papa's. I don't remember. Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
The other night, I picked a fight. For no real reason with Joe.
I saw your TikTok.
I was just like, things seem kind of calm. You know, everything's just easy. Not easy at all, but like our relationship just felt very like easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's throw gas and see if we can start a fire.
Why?
And I didn't consciously realize I was doing that necessarily.
Yeah, but looking back.
But I just start picking a fight and he's looking at me kind of like, what? And I literally said verbatim, like, come on, you don't want to fight? Like, come on. And he's like, why the fuck would I want to fight? What are you talking about?
No.
And he was just kind of like, Cam, what is going on? I think you live in a delusional world where like you see this and whatever.
Yeah.
And later that night, I was like, sorry, I think I just wanted to pick a fight for no reason.
Drama.
And do you ever do that?
Not like, I mean, I guess you'd have to ask Tyler. I don't know if like I would be able to call myself out on that, but probably at times if it's just like a little thing and I blow it out of proportion.
Well, someone commented on my TikTok why I wanted to bring this up was because like, did you grow up in chaos? Because then maybe you feel comfortable in fighting.
No, yeah. I think I've also seen something about that somewhere where it's like, if that's how you grew up, that's just what you're comfortable around and it feels like natural to have a conversation that type of way.
I feel very comfortable fighting.
Same. And also mom grew up saying, she's like, you and me just loved to fight. Like that was our relationship. We loved fighting. And I was like, I didn't necessarily enjoy it, but I'm glad you did.
Well, okay. Then I started asking Joe this because then I said, my therapy was therapying. Yeah. I was like unpacking all of this on my own. I'm like, and I think I like have mental arguments with like, I create imaginary fights in my head. Do you ever do that?
No, I don't think so. What do you mean?
Okay, like sometimes it's not really with Joe. It'll be with like, I don't know. Okay, you wouldn't experience this, but I'll think of like, if I post something, I'm like, okay, I go into the mind of a troll. This. And I'm like, if the troll says this, then I can do this. And I literally create a fight in my head where I'm like having an argument because I almost like to be in that mindset.
Interesting. No, I can't say that maybe, but I don't think I do that.
Okay.
I get where you're coming from though. But I think that that's also a very unique position that you're in. Where,
yeah, but like, I also do it like outside of work.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had like a very good, I haven't had a battle in a very long time.
Well, see, I think in our family, very much, I think the one that speaks up and like is a fighter.
Yeah.
And
with dad.
With dad, for sure. And I feel like if he's doing something that's pissing me off or like not whatever, I'm going to speak up about it. And I feel like you and Maddie are just like, oh, whatever. Like, it's fine. Just let it be. And I'm like, no, I got it. Like, I can't. And sometimes I think with Tyler, I will do that, but I'm so much easier on him at times. But we're both very passionate people. So when we fight, it gets to like, there's just no reason that it needs to be that intense. Not that it's intense, but it's just like, whoa, why are we yelling at each other? Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, you know what my therapist said when I told her all this? She was like, fighting is also a form of, like, it's passionate.
Yeah.
It's not positive passion, but it's passionate.
Exactly.
And she's like, I think you just feel, I'm so still in the roommate phase. We're coming out of it, but like, we're still in it. Then she's like, I think you're almost just like looking for something. Passion.
Yeah.
Like excitement. Mm-hmm. Not that it's positive.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah. Oh, she's so good. Erin, love you. What's salty face that you put on here?
Oh, it's this new tanning product that I've just seen a bunch of ads for. And I liked it.
That's,
I don't know why I put it there.
What you added to the note. And influencer gifting, ..
Yeah,
possibly me. This is what you add to our podcast note. Salty face and influencer gifting, .. Possibly
salty
me.
Face, I wanted to recommend because we talk so much about tanning and like my fake tan.
Okay.
Which I don't really do that much anymore because it's so bad for you. Like the chemicals, It's just not good. So I don't do it as much anymore.
Okay.
But I just found this new tanning product, Salty Face, which I've gotten so many ads for. And they say that it's like the best one on the market. It's non-toxic. It has like no chemicals. No,
all right.
And it's good. So we'll if you're look looking for a new product, who knows if that's true?
Maybe Salty Face will listen to this and influence our gift
to
you.
Send me some things. Influence our gifting, possibly me, if anybody wants to send me anything.
Any brands out there
be my
listening.
Guest. Be my guest.
What else is going on
in
Lucy
Lemon?
It's just so
fun getting packages like that. Like, I love
really?
When you give me your things. It's the best. Like, sometimes companies, I know that you only like approve
yeah.
certain things, but sometimes companies will get your address and some have your old address.
Yep.
Or ones that you've already approved, but you haven't updated your address. So they send it to her old address, which is in my building, and they mark it as mine.
Yeah.
Because they know her name. And I get so excited opening it.
See,
it's so fun.
That's like.
And it's like, even if I don't care about it.
The thrill of newness, I think.
For sure.
Because when I see the videos that influencers post that are like, just 2 days of PR unboxing,
oh my God,
and it's 50 boxes, my entire body is like,
crazy.
I would want nothing to do with that. The waste.
Yeah. You know,
the
for
actual
sure.
unboxing. Then you have to get rid of the boxes. Then where do you put all this shit? I think I'm such a, like, I don't want things.
Yeah.
Like, I hate clutter. That.
No, but the thrill of opening a package for me is like.
Dopamine hit?
Yeah.
Mine is the opposite.
I love it.
I actually hate seeing packages because I'm like, oh my God, there's so much clutter and I have to deal with this. Like, even if I order it.
Yeah.
I love the act of ordering. I hate the act of like receiving the package.
No, I love it. I love it. It's the best.
Well,
I'll take all your PR.
I mean, that's, we differ in that world of just like clutter.
Yeah, for sure.
You love. What else is happening in Lucy Land?
Oh, I was talking to my friends and they were all talking about these long trips that they're taking just for fun with family or with their significant others. So because Tyler is in school at Columbia, no big deal.
I'm illegal.
Whatever. He has a spring break. So, and I don't know how this happened, but I got 5 extra vacation days.
Hell yeah.
Just randomly this year. So I was like, okay, great. Awesome. Let's go somewhere for spring break. And we just booked it and we're going to Antigua.
So fun.
I'm so excited.
When are you going?
March 10th.
Oh my God. I'm going
so
on my
soon.
Trip the week after.
I know.
I'm going to the Cayman Islands.
Speaking of, there's really bad weather in the Cayman Islands right now. I just saw a TikTok about it.
Okay.
But hopefully that will blow over.
I mean, we've got a while.
Really bad storms.
Okay. Mom, don't listen.
Don't.
She's going to be up my butt about that.
Don't look at that. But yeah, this will be our first
trip.
Solo trip. Besides London. But that was like...
With couples.
Also with couples. So this will be our first solo trip. We're going for 5 days. And we're just going to chill on the beach and drink pina coladas.
I'm so excited
I'm
for
so
you.
Excited.
That's my goal as well. For
yeah.
drink pina coladas. I just want to be on a beach.
I can't wait.
Do you feel...
Hmm.
Because I had this moment. I slept in the city last night. I was kind of saying this to you.
Yeah.
And... It's Maddie's birthday today that we're recording this. So I was mm-hmm. FaceTiming her on my walk to Blackstone. I slept at Chloe's apartment and I just woke up and I was like, she doesn't drink coffee. So I was like, I'm going to run downstairs to Dunkin' because mm-hmm. she's on that block and just grab coffee, come back, have it, like get ready, etc.
Yeah.
And that was this moment where I walked outside. It was 6:30 and
Jesus.
The sun is rising.
Yeah.
There are people at like the Equinox printing house. People are walking around and I'm like, my life, what was I so stressed for before I had children? What was I so fucking stressed? I had no responsibility. None. I mean, sure, like I worked and.
I mean, yeah.
But
it's, you had responsibilities, but now you just have more.
Perspective. And I was FaceTiming yeah. Maddie and we were like, why were we so high strung? Which you're not.
I know. Tell me about it. You guys would be like. So stressed. I'm like, guys, it's really okay. Like,
but
it
is
that big of a deal.
Interesting that having a kid chilled me out.
Yeah, to some extent, I think.
Okay, what extent not?
Okay. No, I don't know. I don't think you're just like super chill now.
Neither do I.
Okay. So
well, Tyler thinks I'm chill.
Does he?
He said that to me before.
I don't know.
Okay,
no, because we talk. I've talked to Tyler about like I think you've made a very big difference from where you used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And our family will make comments about that. Mm-hmm. And Tyler's like, I'm confused. Like,
how could she have been worse than this?
In the nicest way possible. Because you are very, in our family, I know that you think that you're not. You are very much like your way, or it just won't happen.
You know, I'm going to fight you on that. I disagree.
I will try to get some examples, but I don't.
No, I actually talk about this with my therapist.
But Cammie, because you were at the place that you were, I think you've grown so much.
Yes, but I also think that families in general hold on to a belief of...
But Tyler thinks that.
Okay, Tyler, fuck off. Hold on to a belief of someone.
Yes.
And then it's hard, and then you're in that box. And that's your thing. I mean, you must feel that way where it's like, oh, 100%. Lucy can't do anything on her own.
100%. Mom, literally, mom's like, but that's also being the baby.
No, but I'm saying everyone's put in this box, and then it's hard
for, sure.
for people to acknowledge that people can grow or change, etc.
Like, I'll do the smallest thing by myself. And mom is like, you are a god.
Yes.
I cannot believe you've done this. I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's a great feeling.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
sometimes I'm like, okay, do you it's really think that?
Yeah. Little of me.
Yeah. But she doesn't mean it in that way.
No, I agree. But
love you,
for
mom.
Me, like, this is what I've talked about this with my therapist deeply. What bothers me almost is because, yes, I used to be my way or the highway.
Yeah.
But for instance, family weekends at the beach. When people say, what do you want for dinner? Everyone always looks to me because I used
yeah.
to be the one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I say,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, I'll try to think of an example. But I do think
I
to some extent.
I don't want to do things I don't want to do.
My eye is watering so much.
Which is fair. I own that.
Yeah.
But then I always just try to say, like, I'm not going to do it.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't need everyone else. But I think everyone's so trained to uh-huh. adjust to my needs
yeah.
or wants that they almost feel inclined to do it, even though I don't want them to anymore.
Yeah.
Does maybe, that make sense? Maybe it's,
you know, for sure. For sure. I think that you definitely are put in a box and then it's tough to get out of that box. And I can't think of exact times or examples, but you've definitely grown.
Okay.
You have. I'm just saying.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
But yeah.
I shared on social that I'm like struggling with figuring out what the heck to wear right now. I just feel very lost. So my stylist, Mackie, came over the other day and we went through my entire closet and decided what we want to keep, what we want to try to like reconfigure into new looks, and any potential pieces that I want to invest in. And for me, there's nothing better than a like core group of essential pieces of clothing that you can just like rotate and wear in different ways. You know, like we all talk about building the capsule wardrobe, but it really is the best idea for anyone, especially people who are just like sick of making decisions. So for items that I'm looking to buy, I'm so grateful for Quince, because I love that Quince has luxury essentials at affordable prices. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry. They create timeless classics that never go out of style, items that you'll have in your closet forever, which always makes putting together outfits just so much easier. The best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/Cameron for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Cameron to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Cameron. With the new year, I know a lot of people are making resolutions and many people try to drink more water. And look, I am always trying to drink more water. It is really hard for me for some reason to remember to drink water. But have you ever thought about upgrading the actual water you are drinking? Growing up, we were like such a plastic water bottle family, which I honestly just think was true for majority of us 90s kids. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm constantly thinking about not only how much plastic we wasted by doing this, but also how the quality of water was not the best with the significant levels of microplastics, especially given that many of these water bottles were like sitting in the hot sun of my parents' car all summer long with our tournaments, and then we were just like chugging them in the back seat. Thankfully, we have learned a lot about providing better quality water over the years, and companies like LifeStraw have made it their mission to provide safer drinking water. You trust your water filter pitcher to make tap safe to drink, but is it really doing anything? Most filters can't remove gross contaminants like bacteria, parasites, PFAS, and microplastics. LifeStraw Home is the kitchen upgrade you'll wish you made years ago. It's the only water pitcher that filters out over 30 contaminants, including said bacteria, microplastics, and PFAS, and it makes your water taste way better. I personally love that the water filter is like a sleek, hand-blown glass design because you can keep it in your fridge or your countertop. As we have talked about now, I feel like many times on the show, I like to drink room temperature water. So I love that I can leave it out on our countertop and it does not look misplaced. Most importantly, LifeStraw fights for the planet and gives back. For every pitcher sold, a child in need receives a year of safe water, and they have helped over 9 million kids to date. Better filtration, better taste, better design. LifeStraw Home products can be found at LifeStraw.com and on Amazon.
I'm just trying to think what's happening in my life. Nothing. I feel like I'm kind of failing everything right now. Everyone's sick, always. No, I cried on the internet yesterday, which I don't love.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
But I just, okay. I kind of, yeah, I had this breaking moment. I'm exhausted. I don't sleep. And I just feel like I'm failing at kind of everything.
That's like, I don't want to say crazy, but like,
no, but I know I'm not.
Exactly. So,
but it's really like hard that. When you have, I know it's easy for you to say,
no, I know,
just the pull of having children and working and wanting to do certain things and be there for people in ways. And it's just the time. There's not
enough
time.
Spread very thin.
I feel exactly.
Yeah.
I feel spread very thin. I feel like I'm burning the candle on all ends and I don't know. It's just a lot.
Yeah. And I get where you're coming from. I think, I mean, I literally don't know how you do it. I don't know how it's possible. Like, I just don't get it. But I think you need to give yourself some grace because you're doing a really good job of it.
Thank you.
And it's not, you're not doing anything wrong.
No, I know. It's just, I don't know.
I know, but I don't like that you feel that way.
Well, it's a confusing place to live, my brain. I don't know why I feel pulled to this, but have you seen the videos of Miles Teller dancing behind the bar?
Sure have. Love that man.
Okay. Because one angle gave me the ick, and then the other angle was like, I love him.
Oh, what was the ick angle? You'll have to send it to me.
It was like a little frontal. I can't explain it.
She's full frontal.
No, it was full frontal.
Wait, I want to see it.
No, I can't. We can't like promote.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Like him leaked dick pics. Although I think, okay, wait. I think he posted it.
Well, I Googled it.
Yeah.
Trying to find it. I couldn't find it. People are saying that it might not be him.
But I think he posted it.
On his Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, like he accidentally
posted like it was an accident.
Oh.
But it like came
but
from him.
How does that happen?
Wolf, do you know what we're talking about? Okay.
Drake leaked a dick pic.
Yes, yes. I've been hearing it. It was talk of the street.
Yeah. Was it a video or a picture?
It was a video. Let me tell you. I was at... Okay, so I went to a dinner.
Wait, so are we talking about this?
I guess we're talking about it now. I'm going to Google, like, how did Drake... How was Drake's... leaked?
I saw so many funny tweets that were like, I saw a Drake leak trending on Twitter and I got excited that one of his songs had been leaked.
I'm pretty sure... Okay, if it wasn't leaked by him, wrong. I don't approve of any of this. However, I can't find information
and
I don't really want to Google this. No, it
sucks,
but it's less.
Yeah,
it's less like someone found. Like, you know what I mean? It's like someone found them and put them out there. If he accidentally posted, that sucks. Although, I don't know if he.
Oh, you're saying you don't know?
No, I'm saying if he leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks because people are seeing it.
Yeah.
But I think it painted him in a light he might feel proud of himself.
I'd like to say it.
But it was a very weird video. He's like kind of like, it's a weird video. I was at a dinner. Okay. I got invited to an influencer event, which mm-hmm. I never go to. I never go to events.
I feel like you go to some.
Lucy. When?
Well, maybe not. Like, I don't know how many.
My management and my PR are like, okay. You need to go. But I just never go because I don't love the whole aspect of it. I don't love. And also just, well, really it's, I have children and like, that's my priority. Of course.
For me, it would be, I would, like, that would give me anxiety. Going somewhere that I don't know anyone and having to talk and like make friends. Like, that would
feel
give me
any
anxiety.
Of that. That's interesting.
That would make me. Not, I just think I'm a quiet, sometimes awkward person.
Well, I leave places and I'm like, what the fuck was I saying?
Yeah.
Why did I say that? Why can't I just shut my mouth? Mm-hmm. Why do I have to like talk so much?
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah.
I just have so much
of
that.
We can cut this. Then you tell me things that other people say and I'm like, well, you definitely couldn't have said anything worse than that.
No, I agree. Yeah. We don't have to cut that. Yeah. So anyway, I get invited to this event and I'm trying to be better about going if it's a brand that I really love. Yeah. I'm not going to say yes to everything at all, but it was a dinner with Coterie, the diaper company who we love. It's hosted by Karlie Kloss. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Like, you got to go
done.
To that.
So I had it on my calendar. They sent where the dinner was. Mm-hmm. Like, the restaurant name is on the calendar invite. Okay. But this is where I've changed so much is that I never once looked at where the event was. Mm. I knew it was downtown. That's all I knew. I was just like, I'll get there when I get there. Didn't know what I was wearing until...
No, you texted me like 2 hours before the start time of the dinner. And you're like, yeah, I don't know what I'm wearing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
no,
how?
I vlogged. I like saw. Instagram story the entire process. So like that was me getting ready.
You were on one.
I know. Why?
I've never seen you.
What was happening?
Like that.
What was happening?
Literally.
Great energy.
I was just laughing the whole time because I'm like, what is happening to her?
Well, that's like, how I am when I'm happy.
When you're FaceTiming me.
Yes. I was just, you know what I've decided? Wait, and then I'm going to go back to the dinner.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I, for so long, put this pressure on myself with work of like, I have to be a certain way of like what we see as an influencer.
Yeah.
And I have to be more serious and put together and la, la, la. It's just
and
not
you
me.
Just don't.
It's not me.
Yeah.
So I've started having fun again with it.
Well, because people want to watch someone that's relatable and not like a just cookie cutter by the book person.
Like, yeah. But the other thing is like, I live to live. I don't live to post.
Yeah.
Like one thing I'm proud of myself, and you can call me out if you disagree, is I don't think I'm an influencer who's on my phone a lot.
Yeah, no, I think to some extent, yeah.
I work a lot on my phone, but I'm not like...
Oh, okay, then yeah.
Setting up the... Like being...
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
And...
If you're going to film something, you're literally just taking out your camera and just doing it quickly.
And I was talking to my friends about this because, for instance, the girls' trip, I got like a few snippets. I was just like... Burp, 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 burp. But I could have made like such beautiful content and done all these things. I was like, but then I wouldn't have enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Then so, it just would have been all about
making
content.
So I'm going back to, not back to, but I'm leaning more into just that's who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And we're just going to FaceTime and have fun. So yes, I was on one. I don't know what was happening.
It was so funny.
I think it was because I had spent the day with my girlfriend, Mackie, and like I had the thrill of
You were just in
female interaction. I'm shocked you didn't respond to the hair gel looking like cum in my hand.
I know. But it was just, there were so many things.
So many things. Basically, I showed this event. Thank God I did not wear like jeans and a sweater like I was considering.
Why would you have done
it? It was
that?
A 5-star Michelin restaurant no. on the 63rd floor of a building. No. Yes, it was called Saga, S-A-G-A. It was basically like a not per se vibe, but like that's what it was so goddamn nice. I walk in and I was like, oh my God, was not expecting this. 4-course meal.
Holy shit.
The tables were gorgeous. Gorgeous. Everyone was like dressed to the fucking nines.
I'm surprised they wouldn't put like attire on there.
I think most people knew to Google Saga or knew
true.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had put if it was per se, it would have been like, whoa. Known. And
oh my God.
I walk in, I met the sweetest girl, and this is where the internet is weird. I walk up to the elevator and there's a girl waiting for the elevator. And I said, it was clear we were both going to the event.
Yeah.
So I was like, hi, I'm Cameron. She's like, hi, I'm Maxie. And I was like, oh my God, my mom's grandma name is Maxie. We start talking and then we get off the elevator together. And I didn't know one person going. I had messaged them and asked if I could get a guest list.
I would do the same thing.
I was just like, hey, I'm curious if my friend is going to be there. Yeah. Are you able to share a guest list? They said no, but fine. Well, they were like, what's your friend's name? We can look. And I was like, oh, fuck. But so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to latch on to this girl because she's like, awesome. So then we start talking. We vibe immediately. We walk into the other room and we happen to see we both are friends with Hunter McGrady. Mm-hmm. So then the three of us just hang out all night. At our table, we've all been talking. Mm-hmm. And what I love about certain events is when you're talking, you're not like, oh, what do you do? What do you do? What's your handle? And you're not talking about work. We were all having a shared experience of being a mom. Uh-huh. So we were all just talking about our kids.
Which
so the
is
end
so
of dinner, we're like, wait, what is everyone's handle to follow each other? One girl, I didn't realize, like I knew who she was. But then Maxie, we exchange handles, whatever. We get home. I go to follow her and we have DM'd. No. I had followed her. She had been following me. She put the pieces together at the end of the night. She goes, wait, are you friends with Emily DiNonno? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I know you. Like, I've seen
so
your
funny.
Stuff. And we were DMing. I'm like, this is why the world is weird. Because internet is so, it feels like an alternate universe where I forget people's names. I'm like, have I seen them? Have I not?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's so funny. Well, I, like you said, when you, at the start of this, showed me that girl, I was like, I don't know anyone's name, especially on TikTok. I just
recognize their face. Yeah. Like but it's more TikTok than Instagram. So, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Like I really don't know anyone's.
I guess I follow a few influencers, but I really don't follow many, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or like keep up with them, with influencers on Instagram.
I don't either. But the internet world is so funny because then
Crazy.
But it was such a nice event to feel. I like felt really good. I got dressed.
You looked so good.
Thank you so much.
Hair was on fleek.
Hair was on fleek. I want to chop off my hair. What are your thoughts?
I don't know why this just, I was about to say, so I was talking with mom about this because of course I'm FaceTiming mom and mom's like, so Cammy wants to chop off her hair. Should she do it? And I'm like,
why is this photo conversation?
I think, well, where do you want to go? Like what level?
Like I almost want to chop. It's driving me insane.
So my thing is, if you chop it, you're not going to be able to put it up. And I think that you're going to be even more annoyed.
You don't think I could like just pull the top pieces back?
I mean, it depends how short you're going.
Yeah, you can.
You want to go chin length?
No, but like I'm saying.
Okay.
If.
Yeah, but you need more hair to like you're not like you need to tie it or clip it, which means you would need more hair. I'm just saying, I think that's something to think about when you think about the length. Because you're annoyed with it in your face and all over and being like...
No, it's annoying on like my chest. It gets caught.
Okay.
Like when I'm holding a baby, like it gets caught there and then he's grabbing it. And
I think you
both of my,
I mean, you've
both
cut
of
it.
Them are just grabbing it and
you've cut
in
it
different
short
ways
before,
and it's driving me insane.
And it looks good. I just think that you wear your hair up so much that you're going to want to put it up. So you need to be careful about how short you go so that you can still put it up.
All right, well, we'll see.
But I do think you should do it.
Do you have any closing remarks for the day?
I don't think so. Do you? My eye really fucking hurts.
No, I don't think I don't think so either. Yeah, I just want to feel like myself again.
Yeah.
I just want to feel like I have a little bit of my life under control, and I don't.
That's so crazy that you say that. Because, like, I think you do. I mean, I know that from the outside.
No, but I paint a really good picture.
I know that you do. Well, like when you said, I told you this, but when you were like, oh, I just feel like I'm not an adult. Like, I don't know how to do adult things.
I don't.
And I'm like, you and Maddie are like such adults to me.
No.
That I am just like, how am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to be like that when I'm their age? How am I supposed to be a mother?
A mother. You're going to be
it's
a great
crazy.
Mom.
Crazy.
I can't wait.
But it's just so crazy. Like, I'm 27. I feel like I'm 22.
I got married when I was 27.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen. Birthday's in June.
Yeah. Like, Nana had a kid at 22.
That's... Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Okay, well, I love you.
Love you. This
happy
is so
Valentine's
fun.
Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Freckled Foodie and Friends. I have so much fun recording the show. It is my favorite part of my job and truly is what lights me up. Your feedback and response to every episode is what keeps me going. And if this episode resonated with you, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram or share on your stories. If you are looking for a way to support the show, please rate and or review on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me and it really helps the show grow. Please also make sure to hit subscribe so that you are up to date with new episodes coming at you every Wednesday morning. And of course, please be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cameron Oaks Rogers. I love you and I appreciate your support so much.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.